Hey, horrorheads. Happy New Year, huh? We just wanted to thank you all for a wonderful year and let you know that we have some very cool things coming up for H4H. Next week, we'll be announcing our new Stitcher Screamium trilogy for January.
Stitcher Screamium.
Which I am beyond excited for because I love the subject matter. If you haven't joined our Stitcher party through our link yet, make sure you head to any of our social medias and get that link to join the fun. We've got some killer bonus eps up there already, as well as our entire back catalog. For our regular feed, we've got some movies we watched and we're ready to talk about, some returning segments, and episodes from characters you know and love. While we nurse our massive hangovers from New Year's, woof, right? We're going to treat you guys to an unaired episode from the Horny Vault that was originally recorded on March 21st. Now, why does that date sound so familiar? Find out right now as you're dragged into a posh parlor in downtown Los Angeles with us. We hope you survive. Take it away, Uncle Freddy. Boils and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
You're listening to Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one horror comedy podcast.
That's right, and it's hosted by three legit horror heads, and we do everything celebrating the best genre in the world, horror.
And you guys can be part of this action by reaching out to us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Horny for Horror. That's horny the number four horror. In case you've never listened before, I'm Mono.
I'm Betsy.
And I'm Adam. Folks, kind of impressed that we're able to record an episode today with how scared we are.
I mean, holy shit.
We fucked up. We went out into the world.
Big time.
We always record our podcast in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And we, on the street, and then we heard these sirens go off, and we forgot it's the goddamn purge. It's
March
the goddamn
21st,
purge.
Yeah. The purge.
Yeah, we all know when the purge occurs.
It's the day before spring equinox.
Yeah, right before the spring equinox. We didn't even look
at
our calendars.
We're not talking about the gym.
We're not talking about the gym, guys. If you think we're talking about the gym, turn the podcast off.
Yeah.
This is a different show.
That's Mono's other podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still gymming with Mono.
Still gymming. It's weird. I'm realistic about the fact that for some reason I'm still gymming.
Still gymming? We heard the sirens go off. We saw a bunch of people in masks that said God on them. And we realized we had to get the fuck off the streets because the purge had started. And two very kind people were kind enough to drag us into their home.
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Ma'am.
Yeah, we're just meeting. I'm sorry.
Hello. How's it going? Wonderful to have us drag you into our home.
Yeah, thank you for dragging
us. Yeah,
no
we dragged
problem.
You.
Our pleasure.
I'm terrible with names. Could you reintroduce yourselves to us?
Sure. I'm Octavia.
Sure, and I'm Elliot.
Okay.
Octavia and Elliot.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You have almost off-puttingly rich home.
Thank you. Had you not said that, I'd be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
very
okay.
Offended.
Yeah.
We're very wealthy.
Yes.
Is this chandelier of elephant tusks real?
It's very real. It's actually still attached to the elephant. You can see.
Keep looking.
You gotta keep looking up.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God,
oh my
there's
God.
A huge elephant. And it's alive.
Uh-huh. We feed it peanuts.
You want to feed it some? Here you go.
Okay, and I just throw them up?
Just throw them up. He'll suck them right up.
Whoa!
Yeah, we learned that from a cartoon. One time a vet came by and said, you know, that's not really what elephants love to eat. And I threw that vet right on his bottom.
Right at his bottom. And it was also, coincidentally, this was last purge. So immediately just behead him. Throw him on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. I buried the lead. We threw him on his bottom and decapitated him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just drained all his blood, exsanguinated him.
So you guys seem very happy. So
this is my Christmas and his Hanukkah.
Yeah. I am Jewish. We are a part of a mixed marriage. That is.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Very
beautiful.
Brave of you guys.
Oh, it was really brave.
Have you not mentioned how brave it was? I would have been offended.
Okay.
It was incredibly brave of us. It's a very difficult thing to do for me to reach out to somebody who believes in slightly different things about God than I do.
Mm-hmm. And when he said, join the tribe, I thought, I don't know.
I want to pick your guys' brain a little bit because you guys
I hope not literally.
I mean, unless... it is the Purge. Yeah.
Because I'd kill you. I'd kill you. If you tried to do that, I have security systems here. There are lasers underneath your
feet
that will just shoot right up. Just immediately incinerate
you. We're so thankful to be here. I know you guys partake in a lot of Purge traditions.
Absolutely.
Purge traditionalists, absolutely. We believe the orthodoxy of the Purge, letter of the law. We don't really stray from, you know, these newfangled people like to do with their Purge, you know, like, oh, we'll just like, you know, beat people, you know.
And that's not the direction we want our country to be going, and that's not how we vote in Purge referendums.
No, you guys have a murder auction happening tonight, right?
We are, right after the roast.
Purge roast.
Yes. Like a funny roast, or you're roasting a body?
Oh, no, a roast beef. We're going to eat a big old meal. Okay.
Funny.
Yeah. Would you like to get roasted?
Yeah.
I guess it's the Purge.
Careful! My husband has a lot of barbs.
Oh, I don't know that I have the self-confidence to take a roast. I don't know if I can handle that.
It's a great day. It makes sense that a roast would be on the Purge day, right? Because it's like, what I say does not enter into legality today.
Yeah. I can say anything.
Oh, you could.
You started licking your lips.
You know, it's like you go the whole year and you just bottle everything up. It's like, oh, society won't let me say certain words because of my race or my gender. But now, on the Purge, I can do whatever I want.
I can sit quietly in a chair and celebrate every word.
I understand. Like, you guys are kind of like at odds with other rich families in this neighborhood.
They've gone soft.
Yeah, they have gone soft.
They have gone soft.
Is it because they now have like family, like children and bigger families, or
that's
what?
Part of it, I'd say. I think that
children,
like,
make you soft.
Children make you soft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes a woman physically soft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it makes a man stop worrying just about his bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? We are just, our forefathers decided to have a Purge for a very specific reason. And we are letter of the law Purgists.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like the first Purge that we participated in with our friend Judy after she had her twins.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, when we brought in children to Purge, I could see her wincing. And I could see her making passive-aggressive comments. Yeah.
Do I really want my little kids murdering someone? Do I really want them to just strike
just
a guy
infants.
In the knee with a baseball bat because he's an infant, and then I'm going to take a handgun and just stick it right in his mouth and see his brain matter just splatter
and
all over the carpet?
It ruined our purge.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it's
I couldn't
once a
get
year.
Hard at
oh,
all.
Oh, wait. This is I know this Judy. Judy Brintz. She released a, like, parenting book on how to purge properly with your children.
She said she's a free range purger, which means she doesn't. We collect people in a pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's the screaming we've been hearing.
Yeah, we like to breed people from birth. You know, you get these young, you get mothers who are pregnant. You kidnap them, right?
Yeah.
You keep them in a cage or
you know
pen.
How there's like farm bred salmon and there's wild
salmon. It's like with chickens. You know how, like, if you go to a factory farm, you have chickens and, you know, they're just, they live in cages. They don't move more than 3 inches
move.
Their whole life.
Yeah.
And they just, their job is to make eggs and then they get slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we do on the Purge.
Do you remember Octomom?
Yeah, of course. Nadia Suleiman.
She is
Nadia Suleiman.
Octomom?
You wonder why she's not in the news? We have her.
Oh my God.
We have Octomom.
Yeah.
I think I could hear her yelling now. She just had more.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's like a little pig now. She doesn't even speak. It's just guttural noises.
Oh, no. Is she dodeca mom now?
Like 10 times over, buddy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Mono, but anyways, quit showing off that vocabulary. You're going to make him mad.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me
12.
Mad.
12. Dodeca is 12.
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
All right, Elliot.
Wow.
Well, you don't raise human beings in pans without knowing a little something about numbers and words.
That is true.
It's real.
What's your favorite Purge?
I'm so glad you asked me that.
Ever? All time?
Yeah.
All
like, what's the purge? One that you're like, this is what?
Oh, there's been so many good ones.
Makes me love it.
I can go because mine jumps to mind. My favorite thing about purging is I like to take people who are right about to turn the corner in a good part of their life. So people who have just gotten sober.
Yeah.
People who
just got out of college.
With a job offer in in hand.
Someone who like just moved across the country and it's like, I'm finally going to pursue my dreams.
They just they just finished their flight all the way to Tokyo, got off the plane and then got purged.
Who's here? Bagged.
They have to fly back.
Yeah, that's a 14-hour flight.
You see them?
A long flight.
They have one item left on their bucket list.
An actress on a comeback. An older actress on a comeback.
Yes. Nothing like seeing, like, you have the little bit of hope in their eyes and just to see it slowly fade out.
So, someone who just got body confidence. Right as they achieve body confidence.
Not even lost weight. They just decided to love
themselves. Yeah, like, I'm okay with my weight and this is my genetics.
Snatched.
Did you purge Christine Baranski?
Guilty.
You,
oh my God.
Amazing, talented actress from Mamma Mia, Adam's Family Values, and Marcy X.
The very same.
They know who Christine Baranski is. They have all these portraits of her on their walls.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, our Hall of Fame of purges, we put a picture on the wall to remember.
If we purged you, you go up on the wall. You know, like you go to a restaurant or a diner and you see...
And like Jay Leno's autograph is on
you. Yeah, well, Jay Leno is...
Oh my God!
Yes. Wow. He's in the pen currently. Hopefully tonight we will...
Wait, I think I can hear him.
Let's drive a car.
He's been trying to do monologue jokes, but something about being in the pen.
Yeah, it just slowly like dehumanizes you, and you lose your vocabulary.
You get soft.
You get soft. Yeah,
it's like veal.
Yeah, human veal. We like to strap like a food bag.
Yeah, I've been pumping them with fat, like foie gras.
Oh my god!
It's just fun to just purge a fat person. You know what I mean? You just got all that extra meat on the bones.
May I help myself to some of these purge hors d'oeuvres? This look delicious.
Yes,
purge all the
purves.
Yes, and please pronounce the H on that.
Yes.
Ooh, just all these illegal foods are so delicious.
Oh, I love foie gras. I love...
Is this albino alligator hummus?
Guilty.
You have a refined palate, my friend.
A lot of people say hummus doesn't need meat in it.
Not us. Mostly meat. There's almost no chickpeas. It's just like a slurry of meat.
There is it's an albino alligator skull and a chickpea sitting on its forehead.
Chickpea to tie the plate.
Plating.
Yeah. Is this baby Wellington?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
It's
baby
fatty.
Bread is delicious.
Yeah.
You know who loves a well-cooked Wellington is Gordon Ramsay. I think I hear him in your pin. Now, is that him?
Oh, donkey! Oh, I'm getting weaker.
That's the thing about Gordon Ramsay. He loves doing Mike Myers.
He loves his Shrek impressions. I don't know why. He tried to talk to him about it. He just clams up. But you know,
he's been very shy in the pen.
He's been shy in the pen.
We tried to put him in there initially. Honestly, he was not even going to get purged.
No.
We just said, will you kitchen nightmare this pen?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The pen didn't feel like it was running on all cylinders.
No, it was struggling. Yeah. It felt like we weren't seeing the profits that we wanted.
I'm pulling up the Yelp reviews for your pen right now, and it's one star.
One woman who just has a vendetta against us.
Yes.
Because I guess for some reason.
She got free.
Yeah, in her head. Oh, I escaped from your nightmare world, and now, I'm going to go after you. I'm going to call the authorities. I'm going to say that you can't purge 24/7. You can only purge on the purge. No.
Honey?
I'm sorry. But
honey?
This woman just gives me such agita.
But okay, but careful what you're saying. It feels like.
Oh, what about purging 24/7 and not just on the purge?
That's the one.
All right. Okay. I guess I just thought it was assumed that when you have a purge pen, maybe you're not just waiting to do this on the purge.
I guess just based off that, since you guys do seem to be very open.
Open marriage?
Open marriage.
Directly at you, buddy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the purge. I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any disagreements in regard to the purge? Is there something one of you feels strongly about that the other one's like, maybe not?
I mean, I like to keep it a little Jewish, you know, being a Jewish man, and we are of a mixed marriage, as we talked about.
Can you explain to them what it means to keep it Jewish in the purge?
Well, you are wearing a yarmulke, first off.
Kosher way to murder?
I'm glad you brought that up. There is a kosher way.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to mix human flesh with dairy.
Okay.
So my wife, you know, she'll be just like tying someone up and then just like choking them.
Yeah, and throwing fondue on them.
Yeah. And I'm like, honey, stop. fondue. Yeah, don't put the hot fondue on them. Don't try to scald them like that. No, no, no. Don't do that. Like, just choke them. You know what I mean? Like, we can have the fondue later. Okay. But we don't mix it.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then it's like, I got to get a special plate and I got to go upstairs. Yeah.
We have two different dishwashers, one for when I want to throw fondue. Yeah.
And God help you. If the purge falls on the Sabbath, I can't do anything.
He has to hire someone to purge.
Have you heard of this term? Shabbos goy? Basically, someone who's not Jewish on Shabbat who will do things for you because you're not allowed to work, right? Yeah. So if the purge is on Shabbat, that's a Friday evening to Saturday evening, I'm not allowed to purge, so I have to hire someone to
and
come
you
in
should see
and
how pissy he gets.
I bet.
In 7 years, this guy all year is clomping around stamping his feet like a little 6-year-old who just got told to take a bath.
Well, you just wait all year for the purge, right? And yes, maybe I'm doing it all day, every day. But the purge is special. That they mean something.
Yeah, you can buy eggnog in April, or you can make eggnog in April. But if you're not drinking it.
I do. I love nothing like
you love
a hot July.
Yeah.
I just think a nice warm eggnog.
Yes.
Wonderful.
This is a little personal, but can I ask you guys, do you guys need to do anything sexy and illegal on the purge?
That is very personal.
Because, I mean, how long have you guys been married?
12 years?
About okay.
12, yeah.
Is there anything you feel like is the purge a sexy night to try new things?
I mean, yeah. Well, we definitely, at about 3 a.m., a gong sounds. And that's where we drop everything.
Yeah, when a gong sounds, you know things are getting sexy. You know, it's just like you hear that loud, reverberating gong,
whatever,
and you're like,
whatever is happening when I hear gong.
Ooh, yeah.
I drop whatever, whoever I'm doing.
And you drop a pound of liquid in your pants.
And I,
oh, it's a literal pound, my friend.
My water breaks. Like the movies, and I run full force to Elliot.
Yeah, we run just straight at each other. And whatever we're doing, we could be on opposite sides of the house.
Yeah.
Gong sounds. We're
and
just
the gong,
running.
The sound of the gong makes you fully erect, right?
Oh. Well, he said he's hard for most of Purge.
Yeah, for most of Purge, I'm hard. But the gong, it's like another level. It's like tearing a hole in your jeans.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
The you little head is absolute, poking out. It certifiably tears a hole through whatever.
Try taking those to a tailor and see what they say.
Yeah, that's explaining that one.
Oof. And you guys met on a purge night, right? I'm to understand, you guys were about to kill each other.
Yeah, what a meet cute.
What a meet cute.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, I was drowning her in a lake, and I had a knife right in the back of her neck. And she's gurgling.
I'm like,
yeah.
I reach back, I grab his, his wiener.
Out of desperation. You know what I mean? You're drowning, you're panicking, your body is like whatever you can do.
And I said, and he thought this was so funny, he stopped, drowning me for a second. I got enough breath to say.
You grab my wiener, it's like, and I like,
I said, is that a mace in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? He laughed.
It was something about the way she said it with water in her lungs.
Filling up my lungs.
And, losing consciousness.
Yeah.
It was just
and
so
I did.
Charming.
I did. I passed out.
Uh-huh.
I thought the end of my life. And when I woke up, he was kissing me.
Oh, yeah.
Aww,
which some people might say, it's a little problematic, right?
But I guess it's the purge.
I guess it's the purge,
it
right?
It was the purge.
Yeah, it's cute.
How long had you been kissing her before she woke up?
Like a good 45 minutes. But it was just kissing. Yeah, let's be clear.
It was just kissing.
It was just kissing.
It was like sweet little pecs.
Sweet little pecs.
Well, and I know that to be true because I was in a welded suit of armor. So I know he couldn't have gotten it. He could not have gotten any more.
She passed out. I put her in a suit of armor. Like, those Iron Maidens with the spikes?
Yeah. He put me in that suit of armor.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Which brings me to my next little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your purge wedding was in Italian Vogue. I have to ask questions because you guys had the most illegal wedding, I think, the world has scene.
Thank you.
Instead of rings, just bags of cocaine.
Just bags of
cocaine. We put our hands through bags of cocaine, and OJ officiated.
Sprung out of jail.
We broke him out of jail. Yeah.
Most of his speech was about how he did it, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He was like, "I can finally talk about this. Is an illegal wedding, so I'm just gonna go balls out. I did it. I killed Nicole."
Yeah.
Everyone wept at the sweet sincerity of the moment.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, I will say for that, OJ is a friend, but I didn't love that so much attention got brought on her. And then Pharma Bro was his best man.
Oh, Shkreli.
Yes, Mark Shkreli.
I still call him Pharma Bro.
Yeah. Didn't really know him a lot before, but you know.
You busted him out of jail.
I said, "You need to be the best man at my wedding." Yeah. He was just, confused.
I was walked down the aisle by Bernie Madoff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Not your father. But
not my father.
Also sprung him out of jail.
Halfway down the aisle, he stole your dress and ran away.
Yeah. And he said, "You'll get two like this if you give me this one."
Yeah. And your maid of honor was a coked out of her mind Anna Nicole Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yes, from the grave.
What did she do again?
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah.
She had Trim Spa Baby, and before that, she was a guest model.
The guest model, yeah.
She was the first...
Illegally, because it's an illegal wedding.
Illegally.
So we thought you didn't know.
She was in my wedding. Yeah.
She double parked.
Oh, yes.
That was her crime.
Her corpse double parked outside.
They put her in a grave that had already been dug for somebody else, and you would not believe how many tickets were on her grave.
It was so rude.
It's like you gave her one ticket. That's enough.
But it's like with Jews, when you go to the cemetery and you put a little rock on the tombstone as a marker. So you just put a bunch of parking tickets on there, basically.
Oh, you think other Jews were doing that in to honor her?
Yes, I do. I mean, what do you think?
I thought she double parked her corpse.
Oh, I just assumed it was like a Jewish thing.
I didn't know that was a Jewish thing. I thought that was just for Oscar Schindler.
Oh no.
They do that in the movie Schindler's List.
Yes, I know, but no, Jews, that didn't just come from nowhere.
That was an Oscar Schindler thing.
Okay, well, this is what we're talking about. This is like my
this
blood
is what's
kind of
difficult.
Boiling. I'm just ready to just, grab her head and slam it against the wall.
Oh my God.
Knock and her ass guys, out, put her in a suit of armor and peck
kiss
her,
me. Kiss
peck
me
her
for 45
mask.
Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And your wedding cake was just a bunch of stacked heroin needles. I thought it was so cute when you guys gave each other that stab when it was like, "Don't do it."
Yeah. What are you
I said, "Are you going to put this gingerly in my mouth?" And he shoved it right in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
In the eye?
Hmm? You can still see the scar if you
look. Yeah,
one's still poking out.
Yeah.
We tried to trim the needle, but it's still there.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to trim a needle that's jammed into someone's eye.
Yeah.
It's harder than you think.
But what are you going to do? You're going to take out your wedding cake needle?
No.
It's one of those things that, every year you eat a little bit of your wedding cake?
Mm-hmm.
Every year we put a little bit of heroin in my eye.
Yeah.
You guys are purge experts. You guys have done much. You've accomplished so much.
Thank you.
Let's say that someone's just getting started with the purge. Mm-hmm. They just have recently fallen in love with the new founding fathers, and they're about to become new purgers. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give them?
First and foremost, congratulations. Welcome to the purge.
Congratulations. Honestly. I mean, give yourself a round of applause, honestly, for coming over to the side of just wanton murder
and right
destruction.
And might.
Yes. So, take that moment to really let it sink in. And then I think a lot of people say start small. Maybe just look for a stray animal and kill that.
What I will say is we talk a lot in purging about violence.
Yes.
But something else that we really like to do, and which I suggest, is the purge is more about illegal activities.
Mm-hmm.
So some of my favorite hors d'oeuvres, my appetizers for the purge, are disenfranchising people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Is insider trading.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
It is making prisoners work without compensating them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and making them wear funny stuff.
Wear funny things.
Have
some fun
with
it. Like a fedora while they're, fighting fire that is hot. And that they will not get compensated for.
Yeah, and you might say to yourself, well, hold on, Octavia, Elliot, these are real things that happen in our society all the time without veil of the purge. And to that I say...
I know, we live in a great country.
Exactly.
We live in a beautiful country.
Finish my sentence.
Yeah. You know what is funny is I've been putting migrant children in cages for a while.
Yes. Mm. I mean, literally, hello.
Hello.
Downstairs.
Hello.
Now it's the thing to do.
Yes.
now it's,
every time it trends on Twitter, steam comes out of my ear. Because I've been putting kids in pens for a while now.
You've been ripping them away from their family.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right off the plane, snatch, grab.
Snatch.
Yeah.
You're like the Gaga or Madonna of purging. It's like you started it.
Wow. Everybody else is being pretty reductive.
Yes.
Don Jr. came over last year with Stephen Miller, a great man.
So great. So cool. So
aging,
handsome.
So handsome. Hot just guy. About to say. Hot guy. Aging lovely.
Yes.
And they said, you know what? We are getting bored with this administration. It feels like we're not doing enough evil.
Yeah.
And I felt for them.
You okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, we don't.
You getting choked up?
Octavia.
It's just...
It's okay, sweetie.
It's not fair that just a bunch of rich, powerful people don't have enough evil things to do. Aww. They work so hard.
Octavia, are you stroking your husband's wiener?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
It's calming for me. It's like when a little kid has a blanket. So I said, I have an idea because I'm a problem solver. Have you thought about taking people who are fleeing from the only home they've ever known and taking their children and putting them in a cage? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, you're done, or?
I mean.
Are you done?
I kind of, yeah.
Are you done?
Is that okay?
It didn't sound like you finished.
I'm sorry. I like half is out.
Do you want me to finish or not?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
It'll suck back in the other part.
Okay.
God, it just sucked back in.
Wow. That does not feel great for your urethra. I'll tell you why.
The bulge in your pants just swelled like in a cartoon when they eat dynamite and their bellies explode.
Yeah.
That's what your nutsack just did.
Yeah, it is not human. I will tell you that. It is not a human nutsack.
Anyways, it was an idea.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate to bring up a sour memory, but I do want to ask how you felt.
Bring up a sweet one, you little Sour Patch Kid.
Mono.
Please don't kill me.
We love
please,
advertising.
Please, please.
You're sponsored by Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, yeah. I think we can afford all this through a lot of sponsorships.
Is your murder auction tonight sponsored?
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of corporate sponsors.
Oh, yes.
Sour Patch Kids, Monsanto, the Koch brothers, Koch Industries.
The NFL.
The NFL.
Roger Goodell is going to be the MC.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the commissioner of the NFL.
God, and who can you name someone more charismatic than Roger Goodell?
A smart man.
Yeah, somebody who's so good at speaking and public relations. Someone
really
who's like,
good at handling issues.
Yeah, when you just see him on stage, you're like, who is that man?
I'm more confident in what's happening.
I understand. You guys said no to Tom's because though they're still a huge corporation, the sort of kind benefactor.
Didn't even love the guise of charity.
Yeah, you want just true blue evil sponsors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know where you stand.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you on this near miss you guys had last year. I understand. Mm-hmm. You guys got outbid at your own auction.
Yeah.
You were bidding on someone who just won the Biggest Loser.
Yes.
And was just ready to start life anew.
And had just proposed to their girlfriend.
Are you serious? High school sweetheart that they finally had the confidence.
Yes.
And they had lost the weight together.
Yeah. Had lost the weight together. And
this is like Kobe beef.
Yes.
Of people.
Wagyu.
I mean?
This was.
Wagyu too. That's a little Wagyu.
Jokes
like
that
salivating.
To look forward to in the roast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly those kinds of jokes. Yeah.
Oh, I like it, bud.
Yeah. Who stole that right from under you?
Elon Musk.
Oh here we go.
Yeah.
Is he going to be here tonight for the murder auction?
He has to because if you win the auction, you are invited for one more year.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to straight up kill him.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to kill him?
Oh, first, I'm going to put him in one of those dumb Tesla cars that he's always talking about, right? And I'm just like, going to strap him in there, right? He's always talking about his dumb little car.
Like,
yeah, we get it. This is your company. This is your product. This is your life work. So I'm gonna, whatever. I'm gonna strap him in the car, right?
Yeah.
Just really strap him in there. Take a big concrete brick, right, and just put it on the gas, right, and then just wherever that car goes. You know what I mean? Off a cliff, into the Pacific Ocean.
I wanted to send it to the moon.
Into the moon, yeah. If that car can make its way into a rocket
ship,
honey,
it's not just gonna make it to the moon.
Okay, well, it could. I don't know.
Well, he's got those rocket ships he's always talking about.
Yeah.
He's always talking about those rocket ships.
He's always talking about those rocket ships.
SpaceX!
Concrete brick, drive it straight really fast into a rocket ship, right? So it's gonna crash right into that rocket ship. The bay door's open, it's gonna go up there, crash right in the rocket ship. He's injured, right? There's no way, like broken neck or
And we're putting a GoPro on him.
Yeah.
To see what he does on the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea.
And so then he's just like, oh my God, I'm coughing up blood. And then it's just like.
And then I'm gonna FaceTime with him.
FaceTime
And then
with
I'm gonna fuck Grimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Grimes. Right as that SpaceX, the spaceship is just launching, right?
I'm gonna ask like, what song she sings, because I haven't heard nary a song from her.
And then right as the people who paid all those millions to ride a SpaceX rocket, right when they're just about to land their live stream, he crashes into them and that explodes. So you guys get 2-for-1.
Beautiful.
Fingers crossed.
That inspires, because you saying, if I saw him, here's how I'd like to kill him. Mm-hmm. You guys are kind of like successful Wile E. Coyotes.
Yeah.
And that you get to have these
insane deaths.
That's
the bio on my website, yes.
Yeah. I read your Twitter bio before we got here.
Yes.
I would love to pitch like someone in a purge and what you would do to them.
Okay.
Like your idea.
Okay.
Kind of situation. I figured we kind of go around.
And I'll just say that, like, a thing you'd like to do is you're looking for ironic murders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to take part of their life's work, their ambitions, what makes them them, their je ne sais quoi, and then you want to incorporate that.
Okay.
So here's one. Is like kind of a young librarian has accidentally locked herself out of the library, and she's got to get to her apartment before you guys find her, but you find her first.
Okay. On the top of my head.
Oh, you want to take that thing off the top of your head?
Oh, is a bird. And with that bird removed, first what I would do is I would cut her leg.
Okay.
And then I would act very confused and scared. I would say, what do I do? What do I do?
Oh.
She would say, well, why don't we look up what to do in a book? And then I just keep comically doing the wrong things. I would put so much salt in that wound.
Oh my God.
I would throw vinegar in that wound.
Okay.
I would see if making a twin wound on the other leg makes that wound less lonely. I would see if I could give her any kind of like blood thinners to make that wound gush faster.
Okay.
And while she would say, the internet, what about the internet? I would say, well, how do I get on the internet? How do I get on the internet? And then I will create a bonfire of books and I would roast her on it.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's perfect good.
Me, I'm straight up writing a book on her. I'm just taking out a pen and I'm just writing a William Faulkner novel. You know, as I lay dying, which, you know,
while
appropriately.
She is,
So I'm just writing that on her skin. I'm just carving
sort of
that into
big
her.
Big quill. Like, right?
Yes.
Oh, you can use my bird.
Old fashioned quill. And I'm just jamming that in acid, right? And I'm just carving that into her. I mean, I love your way. It's funny. It's making
Thank
me laugh.
You.
It's making me smile. My way is a little more visceral, a little more painful.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to each their own.
To each their own.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Different styles.
I have one. An entrepreneur who just successfully partnered with Lori Grenier on Shark Tank with their new product, Bouncy Wig, a wig that bounces.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Did you just come up with that off the top of your head?
No, Mono's been pushing that on us for months.
He's
been trying to sell us on Bouncy Wig.
I've been trying to
really
sell people on Bouncy Wig. Oh my God, excellent.
We should talk about that later.
Okay.
He's wearing one right now.
I'm wearing one right now.
Really? That's a wig? I couldn't tell.
It's
so I guess I'm asking, hypothetically, how would you kill me had I successfully partnered on Shark Tank with Lori and Grenier?
Oh, so this is you?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay.
However, Shark Tank keep saying, please stop emailing us.
Well, first off, you were on Shark Tank, right? So you know I'm taking you to a literal Shark
Tank,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to dunk tank you over a shark
tank. Yes, so it's like you like Shark Tank so much. How about these sharks. And then that's when you like rip off the, you know, the big
the reveal. We love a reveal.
Yes. Oh, and yes. Then a bunch of bloodthirsty sharks. And I'm chumming that water.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of blood and maggots and things like that. Sharks like maggots.
Sharks
right?
love maggots.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love to eat maggots.
Yeah, it's their krill.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, and while I would say what I would add on to that, because I think that that is a great scenario, I would make you pitch me things. I would make you try to convince me, and I would pick mundane products. You know that whole thing of like, sell me this pen?
Yes.
I would do that a lot with you, of sell me the steam engine.
Yeah. Oh.
Pitch me on the steam engine, and I would be dressed up like somebody pre-Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. Right.
And I would keep saying, it'll never work.
Yeah. And slowly you're being lowered into the shark tank, right? So it's like you're panicking, like, it's not working, I'm not selling it enough. And it's
but
like,
if you start to sell it,
it goes up a little bit.
Oh.
Because that only makes the big dramatic final plunge all the sweeter.
Okay.
And you're like, you don't know your numbers. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Well, then when
1,000 in sales?
Yes. And when you, you know, you'll say kind of like, oh, 5% for $100,000. Goodbye.
I have one where it's a lot of people.
Okay.
Okay.
You're, let's just, there's a big rave going on.
Okay.
How do you kill all these teenagers at a dumb rave?
Okay.
The first thing that comes to my mind is people who are at a rave probably are doing ecstasy, which means, you know, there's always that like, drink water, don't forget to drink water.
Yes.
So I think I would line them up and take a fire hose, pry their mouths open, and just shoot them with water.
Yikes. My God, that would just rip their jaw off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And as it was happening, I would say, don't forget to stay hydrated.
And then the beat would drop.
Yeah, that's when the beat would drop.
That's when the beat would drop.
We'd get sir, Harris. Stop squeezing your wife's breasts.
Okay, well, I'm getting excited. I don't know. What do you want from me?
I know, we are keeping you from the purge right now.
Yeah, it's so nice you guys to take some time out of your purge to do this, because I can hear your pen screaming and squealing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jay Leno is squealing.
I'm originally from the United States. Any United States people here tonight?
Can I just add on to this rave thing?
Yes.
Please.
So, ravers, they love babies, right? And the baby
yes,
pacifier.
That is why, that is why they have that pacifier.
Yeah, they have that pacifier because they love babies, right?
Babies.
Ravers love babies. So I think you like a baby so much, how about we get you a taste of your own medicine? So I'm building a giant baby, right? Like I'm going to build a really
big baby. Oh my God, like the horse of
baby.
Troy.
Yes, exactly. You like, know your history.
Paper mache?
Out of paper mache, out of like steel wool, you know what I mean? Like a really nice art project. This is a craft project, but it's a giant baby, right? Mm-hmm. They're raving. All of a sudden, this baby's going to come crashing down through the ceiling, right? And when I say giant baby out of paper mache, I'm talking about like a 10-story baby.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like a Stay Puff Marshmallow
Yes,
man.
But it's made of paper mache, which is, you know, like not that hard, but you know, a lot of it is really hard.
Yes.
So they're going to get crushed to death by these babies they love so much. You love babies so much? How about this one giant babies crushing you all.
Can I add on to that? Because ravers love babies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would put them all in diapers. Just for fun, that's all.
I like that.
I mean, that is humiliating.
Yeah. Oh, just changing a person? Just like having a person there being like taking off their pants, putting on a diaper.
So here's the thing, you guys have pitched separately, but I feel this is the perfect blend. You shame them by having them changed and put into diapers. Mm-hmm. While they're confused and upset with that, a giant baby after they're done and they're like, I'm done with this shame, a giant baby falls and crushes them.
Yeah.
And should any of them still exist from that, we rip their jaws off
with water. And then say, and then we yell,
oh, don't forget to drink water.
I have something I want to ask you guys about.
Please.
Before earlier when I said I had to go make turdy, I started snooping around.
You weren't making a turdy?
You weren't making turdy?
I tried to make turdy. I just want to be honest because I feel we made friends with you guys now. And
we make friends.
I didn't make turdy. I wandered into one of your offices and I saw
which one?
The Hunter Green office. There was Hunter Green everywhere. And I saw blueprints for a purge resort, an island in international waters where you can purge more than just on March
21st. Oh, that sounds like Elliot.
Spike sandals.
Oh, it's a collaborative joint.
Can I ask you about this? I want to know more. Tell anyone, I swear.
What do you think, Elliot? Can we have a moment of counsel?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you guys have a moment of counsel. We're going to stand over here under this
acid bucket.
This acid bucket.
Wow.
I mean, Mono, your wig is going to bounce up, knock that bucket over.
Oh, sorry. I'll secure it.
Maybe they could invest.
I don't know.
Why does it need a chin strap? Mono, this is a horrible idea.
It's a bouncy
wig.
Okay,
here's what we've decided.
Let's come back.
We are not saying we do have a resort.
No.
We're saying let's pretend a resort exists.
Okay.
And
okay.
How would we design it?
Yeah, all hypothetical.
Mm-hmm. All hypothetical.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
let's say spike sandals.
Maybe we'll even have some suggestions for you.
Okay.
Yeah, take them or leave.
You know, yeah, maybe we'll even... Annabelle? Our secretary, whose mouth is sewn shut. Would you mind taking some hypothetical notes?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Annabelle.
She looks like Annabelle the doll.
I was just about to say, yeah, she is a doll.
Okay. We made a human being into a doll.
Oh my God.
That's horrifying.
Well, we weren't ready to have children.
Okay.
But we did want to take care of something.
This is the compromise. Sometimes a lot of couples, it's like, children, do we have a dog? This is like, let's just make a human out of a doll.
Yeah, instead of like starting with something small, like fostering kittens, you went straight to make a doll.
Make a human, kidnap a human being, make her a doll, sew her mouth shut, and make her work as your secretary.
We weren't ready to have the responsibility of feeding her, so we sewed her mouth.
Oh, okay.
Good point.
Okay.
So do you want to start with questions? Or?
Yeah. I couldn't help but notice, like, you guys are going to offer all-inclusive packages.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I maybe sort of saw, if you were to offer that...
If we were, yeah.
What would be a great honeymoon package as opposed to a spring break package?
Okay.
Okay. Well, a honeymoon package, theoretically, would definitely involve a hot tub and champagne, right? You think hot tub and champagne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is a hot tub.
Oh.
It is a sticky hot tub.
Yeah. It's like the heat is enough to melt your skin, but also that really like sticky feeling.
Ew.
Yeah. It melts and then it like kind of congeals and sticks to your bone.
Yeah.
Like a lump.
And when we're talking spring break, first thing that comes to mind obviously is body shots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, lots of body shots.
So literal body shots.
Oh yes. Just punches, right? Like tied up. Like you are a punching.
You walk into your hotel room, hypothetically, and there's a man.
Professional boxer George Foreman.
He is armed behind his back, and you just get to take shots at him like a body.
Oh, we're punching him.
That's ironic. I like that. That's ironic.
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah, because that was my question. Like with the hot tub versus this, I'm like, are the people going there to purge year round, or are they paying to be purged? Like some kind of sadomasochistic.
You know, this is the fundamental issues that we've gone back and forth with. So we're not sure, so we're thinking of just splitting the difference. Some packages, maybe you're there to die.
Yeah, like rather than a spa, maybe there's some where you're like, oh, I'll go get purged today.
Ideally, we'd like it to be confusing. You don't know whether or not you're going there to murder or to be murdered.
Well, I mean, that's attractive to people of privilege. That's a great, like, imagine me being the one that's like slide
as
a strong woman loves to be dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Rich people, they like to be taken advantage of
because
they never get taken advantage of.
They always win, but not here.
And I think you could sell a lot of packages to dumb young people who are like, oh my God, it costs no money to go to this resort.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? It's only $50 for the whole trip.
Oh my God.
We're hanging out a lot in amusement parks, just asking people if they want to guess the price of a car and sign up for it. You know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And malls.
Yeah. Have a radio station give away free tickets to an island where you don't question why you want a free trip.
And what do we have? You know, those contests where it's like, wait, what are you getting out of this?
That's a pretty good business plan.
You guys got into your money by doing those things in the mall where it's like a parked Mercedes and it's like, put your email address in here and win this car potentially.
And then we our business, how it is different than a lot of those businesses, is we said put your name, your address, your email address, your social security number,
bank statement, routing number,
mom's maiden name,
fears.
And we fears.
Yeah. Um, So just slip in a couple $100 cash, just put that.
So we got some money from the $100, but also then we just drained.
Yes.
Their bank account and sold their identity on the dark web.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Also, Elliot is a trust fund kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Elliot came from money.
Yeah. Johnson & Johnson.
The dark web.
Oh, my God.
His parents stole their money.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah.
Isn't it great that every purge, the dark web is just the web?
Yeah. I think that's fun. It's like when Google has a new little drawing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the X on dark web, and it's just like web.
Yeah. Welcome to web.
Yeah. Welcome to web.
I love a question about like later years. We're far away from that, but do you see your habits changing at all?
Retirement? You're talking about
Do you ever see yourself retiring from purging or?
You know, I feel like if you're going to retire from purging, you need some hobbies first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The last thing you want is just to be, it's purge
idle hands.
And you're just sitting around and you're looking at where your purge pen used to be. It's all empty now. You've got this empty nest.
I'm so worried about having an empty nest purge.
Oh, God. Because then it's like you miss, like, Jay Leno used to be there. You know, Gordon Ramsay used to be there.
And you guys are like the Michael Jordans of the purge. So, like, what do you do after you've retired?
I mean, well, you know, Michael Jordan, there's always the LeBron James, right? There's the next generation. So you do your best maybe to help train the next generation of purgers.
I took that as when Michael Jordan stopped basketball for a while and went to baseball, I thought I could join the government. You know, I could hurt people that way.
See, I took it to I could just play baseball. I could be a pro baseball player.
You're going to quit purging and become
when
a baseball player.
When you get too old to purge, you're going to join the major league.
I think when I'm like 65, 70 years, that's the time when I need to join a AA baseball team.
Okay.
And just, you know, see if I've got it. You know, maybe I can throw a knuckleball. I don't know.
At 60, 75?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I'd watch.
Thank you.
I'd love that.
I would watch for sure.
And I know you love baseball players. I think I could hear Mark McGuire is in your pen right now. Mm.
He's so pumped full of steroids right now.
Home run.
There you go.
There you go, Mark.
You put Sammy Sosa in an adjoining pen. Two of them are just
sewn together.
Yeah. They have more steroids in their system than blood. They're mostly steroids, which is insane.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. Doesn't Mark McGuire work for the St. Louis Cardinals?
That's what we're thinking.
Yeah, I know. That's the first question you're thinking.
That's what I was thinking, honey.
Doesn't he work for the Cardinals?
Bitch, that's what I was thinking.
And the answer is we made a Mark McGuire android that is currently doing
currently working for the Cardinals.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But the real Mark McGuire, as well as Mark McGrath. I don't know if you've ever heard of Every Morning. You keep hearing that.
Every Morning.
Yeah, that's Mark McGrath. Sugar Ray.
Yes.
I call him Sugar Ray, even though that's the name of his band.
Yes.
Oh, if you went down there and just shouted that in his face, he does not like that.
No.
Taunt him. Just go taunt him.
That would really anger him.
You could taunt him.
He's full of sugar. Instead of steroids, we pumped him full of sugar. So what's his brains
it's the purge. You can legally tease Mark McGrath.
Yeah, any other day of the year, watch out. He's
maybe
litigious.
The most cruel and vicious thing you could do on the purge is tease Mark McGrath.
I know you guys have to get ready for your murder auction pretty soon. I have one more question before we let you go. I think there's some people out
You're firing us?
No.
Please don't fire us.
I love you guys. I love you guys so much. You're wonderful hosts. I love all your animal chandeliers. I just want to ask, hypothetically, what if someone were to ask you, with all your millions, why spend your millions on torture and murder? If someone were to ask you, why not spend your money on cars and food and other things like that? What would you say to them?
I guess what I would say is, whether or not you spend your money making purge pens or elephant chandeliers or, you know, just like Wile E. Coyote type things, or you invest in coal or weapons or cars, or you don't pay your employees right, aren't we both doing the same thing?
Yeah.
I
mean,
this level of like self-introspection that you're making me do makes me so angry. Irrationally, like my brain can't
rock hard
process this, and I'm getting so hard right now.
He's getting angry hard.
I'm getting into that real anger boner that I get.
Oh no.
Oh, it's rubbing on my hands.
Mono, he's gonna kill us.
Ready to just my hands are tying you up.
You better pray.
I'll go get the suit of armor. I'll go get the armor.
You better pray something distracts him, Mono.
Mono, I'm gonna put you in a.
Oh my god, it's a gong.
Oh no! No!
Oh no!
Oh Oh,
no.